grace and peace are yours through faith in Christ Jesus, our King of peace. Amen. A portion of God's Word for our meditation, this KML service, is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33, where Jesus says, "But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." This is God's Word. Your brothers and sisters in Christ, members of God's kingdom. Whoever dies with the most toys wins. Ever heard that before? Maybe seen it on a bumper sticker? Now, I'm sure that the person who came up with this phrase was just joking. He talks about toys. But doesn't it seem like there are people in this world that live by that motto or creed or priority? Trying to accumulate as much as they can? Why does a baseball player ask for a $30 million contract? Well, because someone else got a $25 million contract. I want the biggest house, the most expensive car. In fact, there's a particular celebrity who thinks he needs a 747 to fly around the country. Whoever dies with the most toys wins. Now we know better. As Christians, we know that we come into this world with nothing and we take nothing out. And as Christians, we know that our greatest treasure is waiting for us in heaven. And we know that God teaches us that, but yet we live in this world, a materialistic world, surrounded by materialistic people, and unfortunately that can also influence us as well. And it's especially important as our young people consider their futures, because the world lays all these things in front of them, all these toys, all these glittering things. So pick the career that's going to pay the most money so that you can get all of these toys. How important it is that as our young people are making those decisions, that they are guided by God's Word. As they are considering their future careers, they have the wisdom of God to help them make those decisions. And isn't that true for all of us? That we, following the words of Jesus, follow God's priority list. God's kingdom first, and then all these things. Now, what does Jesus mean by the kingdom of God? Seek first His kingdom. There were people in Jesus' day who misunderstood Him when He mentioned the kingdom of God. Their thoughts went back to King David, who had this great and glorious kingdom, who led armies into battles, had great victories, accumulated all this wealth and all this land. So that's what they thought of when they thought of the Messiah, because God said the Messiah is going to sit on David's throne. So they anticipated that Jesus, as the Messiah, would do the same thing. He's going to lead an army and reestablish the kingdom of David. And what made that especially appealing was the fact that the Roman Empire was controlling the land of Israel. A pagan government. A cruel and bloodthirsty government. And so they were eager for Jesus to establish that kingdom of David and to kick the Romans out, and then they would have this beautiful land to live in, and Jesus would be king, and then they would all enjoy the wonderful things of God's earthly kingdom. And doesn't that sound a little appealing even to us? Wouldn't that be neat if Jesus came back in His glory and then established His kingdom, and then we, of course, would help Him run things, right? Very appealing, isn't it? Except Jesus was never going to establish an earthly kingdom, and He never will. In fact, He clearly told Pontius Pilate, "My kingdom is not of this world." When Jesus was asked specifically about the kingdom of God, He said, "The kingdom of God, the coming of the kingdom of God, does not come with observation, nor do people say, here it is or there it is, but rather, the kingdom of God is in your midst. So what did Jesus mean by the kingdom of God? Well, to help us to answer that, we look at the next phrase. Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. The righteousness of God. And that is the righteousness that God gives to us by faith. When God brings us to faith in Jesus Christ, our sins go to Jesus and His righteousness comes to us. So when Jesus is talking about the kingdom of God, He's not talking about a place, but He's talking about an activity as God brings souls to salvation, brings them to faith in Jesus Christ. It's an activity. And that helps us to understand what Jesus meant by seek His kingdom first. Seek is an imperative, a present imperative in the Greek, which means you should continually do this, to keep on seeking the kingdom of God. Now, if the kingdom of God was a place, well, you'd seek it, you'd find it, and you'd be done, right? But it's an activity. Keep seeking the kingdom of God. Keep coming here to this house of God to hear the Word of God proclaimed to you. Luther said, every day, drown your sinful nature in the waters of baptism. Every day, you remember that you are a child of God. Keep coming here to God's house to receive the Lord's Supper. Because when you eat the bread and drink the wine, you receive Jesus' body and blood to assure you that your sins are forgiven. That's what Jesus meant when He said, seek first His kingdom. And that's what we train the students at Kettlemarine Lutheran High School to do. Not exactly as you do here, but we train them to keep seeking God's kingdom. Every day, they start the day with prayer, joining in prayer together. Every day, they go to chapel. And all the student body gathers together to hear the Word of God and to respond by singing and praying to God. Every single student studies God's Word in Word of God classes, starting with Genesis and creation and going all the way to Revelation where they see Jesus' great and glorious victory. And every day, every student ends their day with prayer. Keep seeking God's kingdom. Now you might be saying, isn't that kind of overkill? Don't they already know the Bible? Don't they already know that Jesus is their Savior? Well, yeah. But consider this. A Christian organization decided to interview atheists to better understand them so that they can reach out to them with the gospel. And as they interviewed them, they found out that most of them who were raised as Christians, raised in the faith, turned away from God when they were in high school. In high school. That's where Satan is attacking. That's where Satan is turning people away from God, leading them astray. That's why it is so important that we continue to train our students, continue to train them to seek God's kingdom. And certainly it's not just for them. It's for all of us. It's for all of us staff, all the teachers at Kettlemarine Lutheran High School. We also join with the students starting our day with prayer. We also join with them in chapel to listen to God's Word and to respond in singing and prayer. Every week we have faculty meetings, and in those meetings we join together in prayer. We study God's Word. I'm a part of a small group Bible study, and every day we start our day studying God's Word and praying and singing. And all of us, students and teachers, end our day with prayer. Keep seeking God's kingdom. The founders of KML understood how important that was. In fact, that's why we exist. We exist to keep seeking God's kingdom. In fact, this verse, Matthew 6, verse 33, is our verse for the next 2 years. And from this verse, we have the theme, blessed beyond belief. That God has blessed us with salvation, forgiveness of sins, and an eternal future in Jesus. But in addition to that, God also blesses us beyond that. As Jesus said, seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So what does Jesus mean by all these things? Well, He explains it earlier in the chapter. He says, look at the birds. Do they sow? Do they reap? Do they store away in barns? No. God feeds them. Look at the flowers. Look how beautiful the flowers are. Who makes them beautiful? Who clothes the flowers of the field? God. If God is going to take care of birds, if God is going to take care of flowers, isn't He going to take care of you too? And He does, doesn't He? I'm sure all of you have plenty of food back at home. I'm sure you have plenty of clothes to wear and a nice warm house to go to on a cold, cold winter day in Wisconsin, right? God richly blesses us beyond belief. Now, when I think of these blessings and our students at KML, I don't think of the material things. Certainly they have those things. What I think of are the talents that God gives to our students. Talents. The ability to advance in their studies, to be able to compete on an academic level with some of the brightest students in our country. Talents on the stage in our PAC as they put on plays or they have band concerts or choral concerts. Talents that they use on the field and on the court as they use the gifts that God has given to them. But where I see it most clearly is in their caring hearts. We just finished 12 days of Christmas, where the students gathered money to help people who are facing some huge medical bills. I see it in the hallways as they show care and concern for each other. I see it in our new friends group. We're meeting this afternoon. We invite people with developmental disabilities to come to campus, and they spend time together. They are friends together. And I see it every day in the hall. We have a student who is bound to a wheelchair, and she can't propel herself. And so every day, not the same student, but every day there is a student making sure that she can get where she needs to be so she can keep seeking God's kingdom. Now, I don't want to give the wrong impression about KML. I don't want you to think that there's dome over KML and life is just perfect in those halls. Our students are just normal young people. They are like young people anywhere else. And they have the same challenges that all young people face. Pastor Phil Huebner did a survey of 800 high school students. Do you know what their number one challenge was? Anxiety. Anxiety. How important then that we train them to seek God's kingdom, because the king of that kingdom is the King of Peace. The King of Peace who has given us peace with God by taking away our sins. The King of Peace who gives us peace by assuring us that every day He is there to take care of us. The King of Peace who assures us that we have an eternity of joy with Him. Keep seeking God's kingdom, as we train our young people to do at KML. Keep seeking God's kingdom, and all these things will be given to you as well. Keep seeking God's kingdom, and you will be blessed beyond belief. Amen.